This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Homeowners are expected to benefit in the long run from the recent special session to lower property taxes, but businesses will fare even better. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Some of those commercial properties will be saving about 10%, which could be worth $1,000 or more. They were a focus of the negotiations. A lot of the talk was about homeowners, but really a lot of this package is designed around commercial properties because they pay super high taxes in Colorado compared to homeowners.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. The agreement in the state legislature also means there will be no property tax ballot measures for at least 6 years. Colorado law enforcement agencies would get a $350 million boost if voters approve another ballot measure. Initiative 157 qualified for the November ballot last week. The one-time cash infusion would go toward officer recruitment and retention. If voters approve the ballot measure, state lawmakers would also decide how to disperse the money. The proposal would also require the state to provide $1 million to families of law enforcement officers who are killed on duty. That would be in addition to other existing death benefits. Doors Open Denver lets people see inside some distinctive buildings around the city and to get a look at how some older sites are being updated. Meg Talborg is the CEO of the Denver Architecture Foundation.
One example of adaptive reuse on the tour is the Posner Center for International Development. This is a former horse barn, reimagined, renovated, and now it holds dozens of office spaces for global nonprofits.
Doors Open Denver is September 26th through the 29th. This is CPR News.